So the Helgemish Levite Masechtas Yevamis, Perik Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Haba al Yevimtai, Bein b'shoigeg, Bein b'mezid, Bein b'oynes, Bein b'ratzayin. A person that took in his Yevama. Now it's a mitzvah for him to be Meyavim, the Yevama. But something went terribly wrong over here. Could be there was a shoigeg, he thought it was someone else, and it turns out it was his Yevama. Or it was b'mezid. Explains about Tanura, he didn't do it l'shem mitzvah. Bein ba'aynes, bein beratzen. Bein ba'aynes, bein beratzen, whether he was forced to do it, perhaps, or he did it for the sake of Yivam. Afilu hu shoygeg v'him azida. What this means to say is, let's say he was not mechabel l'shem mitzvah, but she was. With that I would understand. But even if both were not mechabel l'shem mitzvah, he thought it was someone else, and she was not even thinking about the mitzvah of Yivam. Or who made it v'hishay geges. He was not doing a l'shem mitzvah, and she thought it was someone else. Who on this v'hi loyanus. He was forced into this, she was not. He and Isa v'hu loyanus. She was forced and he was not. Echad hama'ora, whether he began to perform the mitzvah of Echad ha'goymer, whether he completed it. Kana, in all these cases, he was kind of the Yavama, she is now a regular wife. If she passes away, he gets her Yerusha. And if they want to break up the marriage, she needs a get. It doesn't make a difference how he did it. The Torah says the mitzvah of Yivam is concluded regardless.